Listening Library presents No Slam Dunk by Mike Lupica. Read for you by Julio A. Sanchez. 1. Everybody always says there's only one ball in basketball. Now one had just hit Wes in the side of the face, making him feel like somebody had slapped him. Hard. It was a basic 3-on-2 drill. Wes on the right wing, Emmanuel Pike over on the left, Dinero Ray, the one leading the break, in the middle. There were two defenders waiting for them as they crossed half court, waiting for Dinero to make the first move, to decide whether to keep the ball or pass it. It was less than an hour into the Annapolis Hawks' first practice together. Wes was now Dinero's teammate, a year after they'd been the stars of opposing teams in the sixth grade. As Dinero made his way down the court, Wes knew the defenders were expecting him to give it up. They knew what Wes did. Dinero was even better passing a basketball than he was dribbling it with either hand or shooting it from the outside or driving it to the basket. There was a reason why he was called Dinero, even though his real name was Danilo. He was money. He was the smallest kid on the court, but that didn't matter. He was fast and smart and flashy, with a game as big as his smile. A lot of kids his age could shoot and handle and blow past you if you gave them an opening. But it was what he could do with the ball that set him apart, Wes knew, from other kids their age, not just in their town, Annapolis, but maybe Northern Virginia too, and from all the slick ballers in Washington, D.C. Even though Dinero was only 12, you could look him up on YouTube and see for yourself. Now, the first pass Dinero threw his way, very first one, had hit Wes flush in the side of the face. Wes knew it was nobody's fault but his own. "When you don't pay attention," his dad had always told him, "what you generally do is pay."